Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
I actually sent a complaint about my Lyft driver yesterday. I think that's the first time I've ever done that. And it is a weird, weird thing. Because even I, who many people would argue has no filter, although that's very untrue if you ever listen to the shows, somebody who is unafraid to say the thing that needs to be said, which, well, that's very true. I am not afraid to say the thing that needs to be said. There are times where you're like, wait, am I bringing this up? Do I need this hassle? Am I going to say something? Tony Katz, good to be with you. Find everything, tonykatz.locals.com, tonykatz.locals.com. I get to Florida. Aging parents, mother having surgery, there comes an age where you start traveling for some of these things. I come down. She's doing fine, by the way. Thank you for asking. The Uber driver, it's raining. First of all, I thought I paid for service A, I got service B. Like, you could do, there's the Lyft premium, or there's the like an Uber X or the Uber XL if you need something bigger. Like, this one was actually, I went by price. Sometimes the better class of service from these ride sharing services is not always, you know, more expensive than others. All right, I clicked on that. It was a Toyota Camry. That part doesn't move me. It's not like I have to be chauffeured everywhere in a limo or in a Tesla. None of that is necessary. Always appreciated, just not necessary. It's raining. Okay. It's raining. We're about halfway through the ride. It's raining. And I'm noticing this guy keeps looking down. And I'm like, that's a thing. He's looking down. About another few seconds go by, he's looking down. I'm like, all right, his phone's down there. He's clearly looking at directions. So I kind of peek my head over their directions, and then there's a video playing. And this dude is watching a video, and I'm like, man, those roads, huh? Those roads, it's raining. Again, falling into Norm MacDonald. All the water falling from the sky is making the roads really, really wet. They're wet roads because the rain is falling. And then he takes an exit. It's the wrong exit. So he's got to go down the road a ways, turn around, come back. But the exit did not have a way back on to the freeway that we were on. So now we're on back roads. And at that moment, he says, I have to stop and get gas. At that very second, I questioned whether I should send a text to my wife. Hey, just want you to know, this is where it ends. I'm in a gas station, and I'm not 100% sure East Coast of Florida which town I'm exactly in. Follow the smell of cigar, you'll find my body. Now, here's the part that most freaked me out. Well, it wasn't even the absolutely dirty trunk that he had that I had to put my luggage in. When he paid for the gas, he paid cash because he reached in somewhere and grabbed cash. I assume he paid cash for the gas. Now I have a question. You're an Uber driver. You're a Lyft driver. Wouldn't the gas be an expense? And wouldn't you use, I mean, I get, he could have gotten a receipt and still made it an expense. Don't get me wrong. But it's the kind of thing, wouldn't you use your card and therefore have it there and be able to expense it to a business? Like, does an Uber driver just do it personally? Or can the Uber driver have an LLC or something and then expense it out? So I'm like, now, never mind the fact that I don't know what gas station I'm in. Never mind the fact that an Uber driver, Lyft, it was this case, it was Lyft, actually stopped and was like, hey, I have to get gas. Why did you pick me up? You get gas before, not after. That is the first time that has ever happened to me. The trunk is filthy. It's raining. He's watching videos. I'm like, dear Lord, this is where it ends. And I'm so young. But no, the weirdest part is he paid cash. We then get to the destination. I took an Uber to meet my brother, but he couldn't meet me at the airport. You know, he's coming from the hospital where my mother is. She's doing fine. Thank you for asking. And there he is. I'm like, okay, you can drop me off at that car over there. There's one car in this parking lot. One car. This guy just stops right where he is. Where I'm like, all right, you can drop me off at that car right there. Stops where he is. Pops the trunk. I actually complained to Lyft. I was like, dude is watching videos while we're driving. The trunk was filthy, you know, and I went through the couple of things. And then the app says, would you like to leave a tip? And I said, yes, here's my tip. Don't let this guy drive for Lyft. And to Lyft's credit, they've already gotten back to me. Tony, we're so sorry. We think we take watching videos while you're driving very seriously. Yeah, so you should. Now, I will admit to you that I'm doing this and I'm saying to myself, dude, I don't... Guy's just trying to make a living. I don't want to be the guy. That went away right quick. I'm writing this out. And I went through that moment of, I don't want to be the guy. You're watching videos while you're driving me? You might not think your life matters. I'm sorry if you feel that way. But I know my life matters. And I'm not interested in your feelings right now. Drive me from point A to point B. That's the contract. Not you experiencing all your feelings while you drive me. You just driving me. We'll see if anything comes of it. Point is, I live to tell the tale. You're welcome. You're welcome.